Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the original trivia game, now trivia show, hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Tim, Andy, and Season 1 champ, Snow Bike Mike. Contestants, are you ready?
Do you see this, Andy? Kind of Feudy? It's called the trophy. I got it.
It was on Greg's desk. Blessing said, champion. Go get the trophy from Greg's desk. You're not the champion.
Yeah, but Blessing saw it. Blessing acknowledged it.
You're not the champion. You have less appearances than I have wins.
Currently, are you sitting at a 3-0 record right now?
You That's have less appearances.
Blessing, take us away.
He is sitting on a 3-0 record. That is true.
That's not true. You've lost in one that I was on.
I didn't lose. I won.
He does have a trophy also.
Yep.
He does have a trophy.
He does have a trophy. That says Kind of Feudy. Can you show it to the camera and can we get like a clear zoom? Barry, is there a way you can crop it? Do like the cool circle thing that I see Kevin do sometimes and maybe cool like get the angle?
I have some beef I'd like to
beef
clear out.
I
have some beef.
Put it on the grill.
I have some beef I'd like to throw on the grill, you know, some onions, you know, sauteed shit. When you knew Mike was going to be on the show, you made it very Xbox focused. Mm-hmm. When Greg is lost in the past, Greg will go, enough with the Nintendo questions, ask some PlayStation questions. Meanwhile, me and Tim just kind of win regardless of what it is. So, like, Blessing, are you going to give me like a Soulsborne one? Like, can I get a show where you're just like throwing and I win, of course, because it's all stuff I know?
I hate this more than anything.
I think my memory, I don't believe you played Dark Souls 2 or 3, correct? So you'd probably miss those questions, right?
Well, I just mean like something.
Well, you know, Mike did. Mike played those. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Like, you would remember anything.
Mike with the trophy.
Yeah, it says Kind of Feudy, I think champion on there is what it says.
We're not talking about Blink the Time Sweeper anymore. Like, right? Like, we're anymore.
Here's the thing. I don't buckle. When Greg says, like, hey, no more Nintendo questions, when Mike's like, hey, throw me more Xbox questions.
Yeah.
I never change it. I always
buckle.
Just go in order.
He stands true.
I go in order of what my Google Sheet
says. I respect that.
I never change the thing.
There was a lot of Xbox questions the last time Mike won. Let me just throw that out there.
I won three in a row.
Throw that out.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've won like seven. I don't know.
I don't think it matters.
my number is bigger than yours.
We need a full stat breakdown of the wins, the placement of all.
Yeah, somebody can give me the wins and losses so we can break that down. I believe this will be a non-regulation game since Greg's not here.
Yeah, okay,
he is technically
exactly.
The current champion, but the House trophy show. Is here. The
yeah,
trophy is
correct.
Here. The rules.
Did
the
he
kind
win
of
last time?
Last time he was on. Like, last time that it was a regulation game, he did win. Like, he is currently the reigning champ.
Wow.
There's just been a weird couple of weeks where I think we've either
he's just
missing
taken
somebody.
Off. He's, it sounds like he's dodging, Tim. I don't know.
He might be dodging.
Sounds like he's dodging. Yeah,
part-timer. You
know what they call him Greg Dodger Miller is what they call him.
Mm-hmm.
The Kind of Feudy rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,800 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round I'm going to read to you a prompt and will ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny best friends gave the most. I narrow down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open world RPG. If Mike says Skyrim, that's number 1, that'll net him 50 points. If Tim says The Witcher and that's number 2, that'll net him 40 points. If Andy says Fallout 3 and that's number 3, that'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. It is round robin. Each player will get a max guess, or a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
I'm ready, baby. I believe I will win.
It's not his trophy. Why is he holding it?
Thanks for having me on, Bless. I'm so excited. I love this show.
Of course. It's great having you. Let's start off with round 1. Name a game that lets you explore a castle.
Oh.
Name a game that lets you explore a castle. We're going to start off with our Season 1 champ, Mike Howard.
Oh, wow. Snow Mike gets to go number 1. Many people wouldn't think I would know this one. Super Mario 64.
Ooh, good answer.
Very good answer. Very good answer.
So Mike says Super Mario 64, that is our second most popular answer. That's going to get you 40 points. Andy Cortez.
Castlevania.
Andy says Castlevania. Castlevania is our number 1 answer. That's going to give you 50 points. And that encompasses both Castlevania and Symphony of the Night.
That's
and Castlevania
bullshit.
Brands.
That is bullshit.
I like that, Bless.
The answer was Symphony of the Night. You can't just say Castlevania.
No, remember that one week when Greg just threw out a fucking random term and he got the answer right?
Remember when Mike somehow threw out Final Fantasy and got it right?
Got it right.
The audience had it wrong.
The audience had it wrong.
Well, then fine.
You're going to get
Legend
a right-wrong
of Zelda.
Answer.
Oh.
Which one?
Oh, are you fuck you. Fuck you.
See,
you little shit.
That's
bullshit. bullshit. That is fucking bullshit.
I love that. That's funny. I love it.
Plus, how do you decide that shit?
I love it. I love it.
Playing on fucking hard
mode. He's the arbiter of the rules right here.
I'm an arbiter. Call me the arbiter. What can I say? I got an arm.
Man, I'm stalling right now. I'm trying to do a little mental gymnastics.
They call me Arby in the streets.
Trying to convince myself.
Don't outsmart yourself. Don't.
But I know, but my heart has the answer, you know, and my brain has a different one.
Go with the one our dumb audience is going to say.
I'm just going to go Ocarina of Time.
Tim, this is Zelda Ocarina of Time. That is not on the list.
What?
No way.
Yep. It is not on the list. It's not on the list. Mike, we're back to you.
What?
Name a game that lets you explore a castle.
Now, I could stick with Tim.
I'm
and
still
I could
waiting
keep
for Bless to be like, just kidding.
I could follow Tim, right? But there's many other options.
There are many other.
There are many other options.
There's a lot, yeah. And a lot of castles. I'm
trying to get deep in the Duffy. You know, I could lean on an Andy thing, you know, a Soulsborne player like himself. Maybe I'd go somewhere there.
Yeah.
Maybe I stick true to my Bethesda roots and go with Skyrim. I'm going to go with Elden Ring.
Oh, okay.
Snow White Mike is Elden Ring. Mike, that is our third most popular answer.
That's got him.
Very good. Very good.
Andy Cortez.
Well, shit. Let's see. I'm going to go with, how was that not in there?
I don't know.
I think I know which one.
He knows which one.
I'm going to go with Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
There you go.
Andy, this is Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. Legend of Zelda Link to the Past is not on the list.
Oh, that hurts.
What?
That was my heart answer.
That's the first
that was the
place
heart
you
answer.
Go to. What?
Tim Gettys, name
Legend
a game.
Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
I bet correct. You there's not a Zelda in there.
Breath of the Wild is our 20-point answer.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Dumb audience.
You're a bunch of fucking idiots. I was going to compliment you before the show started.
No, you're fucking idiots, Tim.
For a second, I was wondering, like, is there even one on the list?
That would have been a great misdirect, right? Yeah. The last answer that none of you guys got at 10 points would have been Resident Evil Village.
Ooh.
Yeah. At 50 points, Andy got Castlevania / Symphony of the Night. At 40 points, Mike got Mario 64. At 30 points, Mike got Elden Ring. And at 20 points, Tim got Zelda Breath of the Wild. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, Tim is in third place because he got fucked over by our dumb audience with 20 points. In second place is the Nitro Rifle, Andy Cortez, with 50 points.
Castle
and in first place is the Season 1 champion, Mike Howard, with 70 points.
Thank you.
It can still be anybody's game.
What
do
I love about Kind of Feudy is like how much it makes me realize weird things about video games. A couple weeks ago, I was blown away that games with Ninja in the title. We're like, oh,
really
we
rare.
Can think of a million. No, not really. Nope. Ninja Gaiden, that's pretty much it. Castles, I would think they're in every video game. Not really.
I was also shocked Mystical Ninja wasn't on that ninja list. Yeah, late at night, I was trying to fall asleep, and I was like, Mystical Ninja.
It's funny, because, yeah, I thought the same. When I asked the question, I was like, oh, man, this ninja thing is for sure going to have so many answers. And very quickly, we got to Fruit Ninja. And I was like, oh, I guess there's not that many games with ninja in the title. Holy cow. Number two, name a video game media outlet you go to reviews. Name a video game media outlet you go to for reviews. We're going to start off with Tim Gettys.
IGN.com.
Tim says IGN.com. IGN.com is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points.
Thank God.
Andy Cortez.
GameSpot.
Andy says GameSpot. GameSpot is our third most popular answer. Ooh. That's going to get you 30 points. Mike Howard.
I'm going to go with a little hometown bias. Kind of funny.
Mike says, kind of funny.
I swear this has been...
Kind of funny is our second most popular answer. That's going to get you 40 points.
Thank you.
We're back to Tim Gettys.
Oof. We're kind of out of them. You know what I'm talking about? Hey,
oh, yeah. Wow. The big three.
GameStop.
Very reliable source.
Name a video game media outlet you go to for reviews.
You got it on the tip.
He looks like he's trying to poop.
Yeah, you know, heart, mind, it's a whole thing. I'm going to go with Game Informer.
Oh.
Tim goes Game Informer. Game Informer is not on the list. Andy Cortez, name a video game media outlet you go to for reviews.
Metacritic.
Andy says Metacritic. Metacritic, not on the list.
Excellent. That's a good
wow.
guess, though.
Great Shocking.
Yeah. Quite a few people did write in with Metacritic. That might have been like our number 6 or 7 in there. Mm-hmm. Mike, you're our final answer.
Name of video. Takes me so many spots. Yeah. So many different directions.
I don't need a fucking soliloquy every time you're going to answer something.
You know, when you're the season one champion, you're allowed to just steal up the camera time. You know what I mean?
What do those numbers say on the bottom of the screen?
There's dots. So I will go with VG24/7.
Mike says VG24/7. VG24/7 is not on the list. Very good guess, though. That was a deep cut.
Are we talking Metacritic?
We're out of them, yeah.
Easy Allies.
Easy Allies was our fourth one.
Damn it.
One.
Ooh. That was the Windows hard answer Central. For me on that
Windows
one.
Windows Central, not there. The Skill fifth Up. One, not Skill Up, but Skill Up was written in quite a bit.
Okay.
Polygon.
Oh, Polygon. Okay, yeah.
I want to say Skill Up and Metacritic were like our 6 and 7. I forget in what order, though. So with that, Andy got 30 points with GameSpot. Mike got 40 points with Kinda Funny. Tim got 50 points with IGN. Barrett, what's the score?
Tim and Mike are tied.
Wow.
Wait, no. I messed that up. Shit.
No.
Hold on.
Let me know if you can repeat them.
I'm correcting. Tim is in third place with 70 points, but he's not too far behind Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez, who has 80 points in second place. And in first place is Mike Howard with 110 points.
What the fuck? Why is that so much higher than
it's
us?
It's just 30. Ain't nothing. I feel like if we ever want to talk to Mike, we have to like talk to the trophy first. talk to my representative first.
Mike, are those glasses prescription?
No. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Of course not.
Hell yeah.
They're cool as hell though. I like the
color.
Yeah,
they're nice. Number 3.
Bausch and Lomb's.
Name a game where you can fight giant enemies. Name a game where you can fight giant enemies. We're gonna start off with Tim Geddes. Is frozen in thought.
The heart and mind thing, man. No. It's just getting me every time with this. I'm going to go with Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh.
Tim is going to go with Shadow of the Colossus. Tim, they'll net you 50 points. That was our number one answer.
Yes.
Andy Cortez.
That was a mind one.
Elden Ring.
Andy says Elden Ring. Elden Ring will get you 30 points. That was our third most popular answer. Mike Howard.
Not bad. Not bad.
Thank you. Thank you, season one champ.
Listen, will you read me back the question one more time?
Name a game where you can fight giant enemies. Just the look he gives.
I will never forget the one episode we did where the question was something like name a Need for Speed game, and Mike goes, "Oh, you all are fucked." The first two questions are like Underground and the other fucking popular one. He goes, "Well, I got nothing else."
Giant enemies. I'm gonna keep it simple on this one.
Let's go
with Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. Mm.
Mike says Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. Sekiro is not on the list. Tim, we're back to you. Name a game where you can fight giant enemies.
I'm going to the heart now. And I don't know how fucking specific you need me on this, but Super Mario?
Tim says Super Mario. Super Mario, not on the list.
Mario 3, come on. Big Giant Island, let's go.
I see where you're going there. Andy Cortez.
Dude, I don't think I got it. I don't think I have anything. Because now it's like just a whole ass fucking collection of games that could all be there. I'm going to go with Dark Souls.
Andy says Dark Souls. Dark Souls, genre. Not on the list. Mike, you're our final answer.
I'm going to go wild on this one.
Do it.
You two just played it. Sometimes Pokemon get real big.
Yeah. Sometimes they
Pokemon.
Do.
Pokemon.
Sometimes they do.
You're thinking of Pokemon Sword and Shield, right? Mm-hmm. Where they start Gigantamax.
Oh, Gigantamaxing.
Pokemon is not on the list.
That's a tough question.
Can I guess what's one of them?
Go for it.
Breath of the Wild.
No.
Really?
I'm surprised you guys didn't get the second most popular answer. God of War. Especially the original God of War. You're fighting some big-ass enemies in those games.
Right, right. What's the name of the giant enemy crabs game? You know, we all know the meme from E3.
Oh, and the buildings where they're like...
Well, I don't remember. Just it was like Sony E3 2006 or 7, I want to say, and like they're the Ridge Racer,
oh.
And he was like, and this game, giant enemy crabs, like it was a whole thing. I don't even remember what the name of the game.
How about Earth Defense Force?
Is that Earth Defense Force was on the list. Yeah, that was my 10-point answer.
Wow. I knew that one.
And then our 20-point answer was Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter. That's a good question. Good answer.
With that, Tim got 50 points with Shadow Colossus. Andy got 30 points with Elden Ring. Barrett, what's the score?
Andy. Is now tied with the season one champ, Mike Howard, who both have 110 points, and 10 points ahead of both of them is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 120 points. But that is what we learn. It's anybody's game.
Anybody's
still.
Game.
Everybody is real close here. As we enter our fourth round, name a sport that the Mario characters like to play.
Oh.
Name a sport that the Mario characters like to play. Mike has
Can we rock, paper, scissors for who gets to go
no,
first?
No, because you're the have... season one champ. You always you know had the lead this whole time.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I do have this determined already. Oh, you already determined it. It goes by original order, right? The first turn, if you guys are tied, for who goes first, which means Mike does go first.
Oh, in your fucking face.
How?
You guys are tied for last place.
Wow, that's tough.
And Mike was the
He's
first.
He's had the lead
initially.
The whole time.
Thank you. See, you should have accepted my bet right there. I offered it. What sport does Mario and his friends like to play? It's a great question. There's a lot of sports that they do like to play. And what is the most popular answer? You know, I'm going to go with the easy one. It's the boring one. It's golf.
Mike says golf. Golf is our second most popular answer. You got 40 points.
Tough.
Second.
Second, yeah. You know the one above it.
Andy Cortez.
Do I?
Name a sport.
I just don't know which is the one.
The Mario
you never know our
like
audience.
Play.
I mean,
anytime we're like, this is a surefire one, it's always the other one.
You would think golf is.
I feel like for this one, I thought I was for sure like, number one, number two. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised that this one's number two.
Tennis.
Okay.
Andy says tennis. Tennis is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points.
See, from here on out.
Wow.
But it's also recency bias.
But I mean, those are the
but
two
it's
main
not,
ones.
Like, tennis was years ago at this point, Andy.
No, but I'm saying recency bias for, like, the soccer one that's going to be next. Like,
oh, wow.
Because it just came out. Yeah, it's on the fucking list. We know.
I mean, yeah, that is the third most popular one.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Tim says soccer. Soccer is indeed our third most popular answer. Yeah. That's going to get you 30 points. Mike Howard, we're back to you. Name a sport that the Mario characters like to play.
See, I have a really
stop stroking the trophy.
Stroking the trophy, everybody.
I have a really fun.
Nothing's gonna come out of it.
I have a really fun answer.
I don't know,
but I'll stick.
Well, what's your fun answer? Whisper it to me.
Mario Kart. They like the go kart.
They do.
But now are they gonna call that a sport? Blessing, look me in my eyes really quick.
No, it doesn't matter.
As I get ready for this.
It doesn't matter. All that matters is what they wrote down. Remember, you said Final Fantasy I incorrectly, and luckily they were incorrect as well.
To the prompt, to the question, name a sport that the Mario characters like to play.
I'm going
to
go with baseball.
Oh, Mike says baseball.
No, you already said card, bro.
Okay.
Which one are you locking in?
Do you want me to lock in my first one?
Yeah. Take your glasses down so you can see me better.
What do you want me to lock in?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want. Just keep stroking the trophy.
Let's
you
play
fucking
safe.
Creep. So gross. I don't want to stop.
Baseball.
Mike is locking in baseball. Mike, baseball is our fourth most popular answer. That's going to get you 20 points.
Which
means there's one answer left
really
on the board.
Don't be afraid to say it.
Andy Cortez.
I don't know what it's going to be.
Don't be afraid to say it. Andy Cortez, what you got?
I don't know.
A couple of good options here. I have a couple.
Well, I'm just thinking of like Switch Sports now. Like, all these little fucking freaks. I remember what it was that Greg got wrong. What did he call Shambara? he said the wrong word for Shambara.
Yeah.
And Bless said, gave it to
Oni,
him.
Oni, he said Oni Chambara.
Yeah.
But it's a completely different game.
God damn it. I hate this. I'll fucking go with cart.
Oh.
Racing.
Once again, to the prompt. Name a sport that the Mario characters like to play. Andy says kart racing.
NASCAR.
Kart racing is our fifth most popular answer. You got that correct.
There we go. Thought you were going to go with hoops.
Oh, no.
I was going to
go with baseball. Mm-hmm. Baseball is going to be the one.
Baseball was already given. Or no, wait.
Yeah, he was going to go with my answer.
Oh, gotcha. With that, why did I type in Andy Robinson instead of just Andy? 10 points, Andy got kart racing. Mike, for 20 points, got baseball. Tim, for 30 points, got soccer. Mike, for 40 points, got golf. And Andy, for 50 points, got tennis.
Tony Chambara.
Barrett, what's the score as you go into our final round?
In last place is Tim, motherfucking Geddes, with 150 points.
You never want to be in the lead in the fourth round.
It's true.
That is true. Yeah. That is true.
Going into the final round, tied for first place is both Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez and Mike Snowbike Mike Howard with both 170 points each. Oh, it all comes down to this.
May I stroke it once?
Thank you.
You want to stroke one half with me?
I'll stroke the other half with you.
Yeah, they're both stroking both sides.
Dual trove stroke.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
That dual stroke.
No, it was right there.
Ooh, yeah. Oh,
God. That is not how I expected this to be used when I expensed it. Round number five. Name your favorite video game trilogy. Tim, you're currently in last place. That means you go first.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, it's so good, Tim. They made a lot of good games out of it, too.
Shut up, Mike.
NFL 2K 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, exactly.
Mass Effect.
Fuck. What was that you said?
Mass Effect.
Tim says Mass Effect.
Good, bro.
Mass Effect is our number one answer.
Let's go!
That's going to get you 50 points.
That's good. Sorry, bro. Andy. I stole that one.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
That's good stuff.
Next up, we have Snowbike Mike Howard.
Why?
Yeah, that's how it went. That's how it went.
Because Tim went last, and so we'll lose back and round to Mike.
Yep, that's how that goes.
Because you guys are tied.
He took the tiebreaker the first time.
No,
that's not how it works.
No, that's how, yeah, exactly. I've been in this position.
Will I ever go first?
I've been in that position a lot in my day. I've been there before.
If you were tied with Tim, that would mean you go first.
Been there
because you're ahead Tim in the overall ranking.
Blessing, that's a great question. What is my favorite trilogy?
This is crazy.
And he just looked at me with the cross-eyed like.
Let's go with.
Crazy.
Dark Souls.
Damn.
Mike says Dark Souls. Dark Souls is not on the list.
Leaving the door wide open for you, like Bruno Mars said.
Grand Theft Auto.
Andy Cortez says Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto is not on the
list. Oh, you left the door open.
We got, again, four answers left on the board here at 40 points, 30 points, 20 points, 10 points. As we make one more round.
This. I do.
One more round for our contestants in this close round. Tim Geddes, we're back to you. Name your favorite video game trilogy.
I mean, look, you just got to be true to yourself sometimes. Super Mario Brothers.
Tim says Super Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers is not on the list.
Oh, y'all are a bunch of perverts, all of you.
I can't believe GTA is on the list, dude. Like, I know it's not a trilogy, but like,
GTA
it's the trilogy. It's like a PS2.
Our audience, they're in diapers when that shit is going off, you know. No, our audience is like, it's either diapers, Barrett, or they're 60-year-olds. All right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I'm one of them.
But you have to think of who's following Blessing, the six-year-olds or the kids who are in diapers?
Both. The fathers and the sons.
It is both. Trust me. I don't know if you see my mentions. These motherfuckers don't like you following. Mike, we're back to you.
I got a lot of great options swirling in my head.
All right.
I mean, I'm cooking up with gasoline. Right. Now the question is which one am I going to throw on the dartboard, right? And I could go
there's
left,
one that is that's calling your name, Mike.
I know, Tim. I know. But as Andy just proved, that didn't work out for him. But
it's wild. I can't.
I'm gonna go with it, Tim, because I believe in you. You believe in me.
Do it. You should do it.
Let's go with the Halo trilogy.
Yeah.
Mike says Halo. Mike, Halo is our third most popular answer.
Oh, you got a score,
bro. You're
not
totally worthless, y'all.
That's gonna get you 30 points. Andy, you're off
the door open for a win.
Yes. I believe you might need our 40 point answer if you want to seal this victory. Otherwise. You might be up.
You are rolling some dangerous
Uncharted.
Oh.
Andy.
And then there's not a fourth.
Yeah. Well, that, like, there's not a fourth Halo?
But they still call it the Uncharted trilogy.
It's not different.
It's different team.
Let's see.
There's a Halo trilogy.
There's a Halo trilogy.
No one says the Uncharted.
I mean, there's one through. First of all, you guys can't say this and then get mad GTA's not on there.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay.
Similar deal. They made more GTAs after the GTA
Genesis. I know, but
It's the same argument. It's the same argument.
It's China Wars. People
call it the Uncharted Trilogy.
It's called the Trilogy. There's a box set called the Definitive GTA Trilogy.
Yeah, there is. There is.
Weekend album. What was your answer again?
Uncharted.
Andy says Uncharted. Uncharted is our 10-point answer.
Ridiculous.
Whoa.
Utterly ridiculous.
Which means Andy got 10 points with Uncharted. Mike got 30 points with Halo. Tim got 50 points with Mass Effect. Barrett, what's the final score?
Andy is in last place.
Left the door open.
He left the door open.
With no one behind him at 180 points. Mm-hmm. Tied for first place is Tim motherfucking Gettys and Mike Snowbike, Mike Howard, each with 200 points. Blessing, do you have a tiebreaker today?
I do indeed have a tiebreaker today.
Dude, it's bullshit.
Wait, what was the 40-point answer?
I have a couple in my mind. Ready for this?
That's not the tiebreaker.
Bioshock, Kingdom Hearts,
I'm going to need you to stop listening, because what we're going to do for the tiebreaker, I'll tell you right now, the 20-point answer, Bioshock.
Yes.
All right. 40-point answer, Batman Arkham.
Oh.
Now.
Oh, that's got a lot of games.
We have a sixth.
Got a lot of games.
Thank you. We have a sixth, seventh, and eighth place answer. I'm going to tell you the titles of each. Well, I'm going to need from you guys to tell me which one you think got the most votes.
Out of the two of us. Okay.
Of the two of you. Between Mike and Tim to figure out who.
Which is number six, Tim. That's what we're shooting for. Number six. Yeah.
All right. So the three games are Jak and Daxter, God of War, Dark Souls. Which one of these was our sixth place answer? Which one of these got the most points? To decide who goes first, because you're only going to be able to guess one. You're not going to be able to guess the same one. I'm thinking of a number between, let's say, 1 and 10. Mike, what number do you think?
7.
Mike's a 7. Tim?
6.
I was thinking 6.
Oh, he's probably writing me. Okay.
Tim?
I was going to go with 6 no matter what.
Tim, you go first.
God of War.
Tim says God of War. Mike, what's your guess?
Yeah, I mean, that's hot right now, as we saw, so that will probably win you, Tim, and I respect that. Respect the hell out of you, but I'll go with Dark Souls.
Mike says Dark Souls. Again, the question is, out of Dark Souls, Jak and Daxter, and God of War,
only people
which
listening
one of these,
to Janet Garcia would go with Jak and Daxter.
Which one of these got the most points to hit them to get them to the number six spot? Mike, guess Dark Souls. Tim, guess God of War. The correct answer, ladies and gentlemen, it's Dark Souls. Mike Howard, once again.
You guys are so bad at this game.
Somehow, every single time he shows up to this fucking game, he wins. And I don't understand how. I don't understand how he does it every single time. But against all odds, he somehow wins. He's walking off with the trophy. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to our season one champ, Mike Howard, on another victory. And it's always the most ridiculous victories, too. I don't understand how he does it. I've been Blessing. That's been Tim and Andy. They both lost. And until next time on Kind of Feudy, it's been our pleasure to serve you. Goodbye.